And welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. I didn't do my usual, well, new usual intro thing because this is a very last minute episode. I basically ran out of time. It's past 9 in the evening already and I've just had a bit of a hectic week. Well, the last 7 days. And I just didn't take the time to plan and prep a full episode. I did the research, I wrote half my script, and I just didn't get around to sitting and recording. This past weekend was a long weekend, and it was Women's Day on Monday, which was yesterday. And today I actually took the day off and just tried to pull myself together because I've been feeling very burnt out lately. I did mention that last week or the week before because it's been coming a while, and I thought I would just update you on the Women's Day that I had yesterday and let you guys enjoy. So yesterday was Women's Day, and my Women's Day weekend actually started on Saturday, where I went out with my mom and my sister, and the three of us went out for lunch, which was really nice. We ended up having a chill morning, going out for lunch, and then coming back early evening and watching a movie. Watching a movie at home, not outside, because COVID is still a thing. We are currently on lockdown level 3, and I don't think we'll ever leave lockdown until at least December or early next year, but here's hoping. Aside from that, Saturday we went out, Sunday we stayed in, and yesterday, which is Monday, we went out again. And for some weird reason, public holidays seem to be the day where we always go to the other side of the country, in my opinion, but in reality it's not. We usually take about a half an hour drive to get to Observatory or Rondebosch side, and we usually go out and walk through the mall or the giant shopping center, which is Access. I've mentioned this previously with the last public holiday, but we went there, we didn't do a lot of shopping, we just walked around, bought a few things, and ended up going for lunch at a nearby restaurant. Need, you would have seen my picture if you follow me on Instagram, which I will link down below once again, but it was amazing and we just had a good time. We went after that to go buy presents at the mall for my niece and my nephew because both of their birthdays are this month. In total, we have about 8 birthdays in the family in this month, plus a public holiday, which is just insanity. So there's a lot of things going on. But that aside, my Women's Day was really nice, but I knew the week was going to be hectic, so I asked for the day off, and I actually ran a few errands today, which exhausted me to the point of actually having to come home and take a nap in the middle of the day. I slept from like 2 till about 4, so it was a busy day, it was a hectic day, and a hectic few days. So I've just been completely exhausted, but I want to still try and keep it going, as in the podcast going, even if I'm tired, just so that I can have something out, keep the continuity, because the moment I stop, it's very hard to get back on. So I would rather stay up late and do an episode versus just skip it and possibly lose my momentum. So this one is short, this one is sweet. My Women's Day was awesome and I had a really good weekend. I hope you had a good Women's Day as well. If not, I'm so sorry. I really wish it was better. And take time for yourself. Take time to do you. I did that today and it was really fun and I'm much better. So take care of yourself. No one else is gonna do it. You need to work on yourself and improving yourself. There is no song of the week because clearly I've lost the plot, but work on yourself and keep being a better being. That is it from me. I will see you in next week's much better episode. Love you. Bye.